pilot scheme providing virtual medical assistance to emergency room patients in two rural New Brunswick hospitals is facing opposition from the province's doctors. The New Brunswick Medical Society, which represents doctors in the province, states that the funding for the pilot could be better used elsewhere. The provincial health provider, Horizon Health, contracted out to private sector agency Teladoc Health Canada to run the pilot. The pilot, which began in late November, is running at Sussex Health Centre and Charlotte County Hospital in St. Stephen. Dr. Lise Babin spoke with Local 107.3 FM about how the New Brunswick Medical Society differs with Horizon Health on the pilot and why the organisation believes that the $866,000 funding could be better invested elsewhere.
So Teladoc is a company that provides equipment and human resources to provide virtual care. So the way it works, there's a nurse in the emergency department seeing specific patients that have been triaged and found to be okay with this service. And then there's a ER doctor at the end of the line on an iPad or something similar that sees a patient that way. The nurse facilitates a certain physical exams that can be done on the patient. Doctor can require some investigations or tests and provides treatment to these patients.
And so could you tell me a little bit about the New Brunswick Medical Society and the main issues it has with the scheme?
We do promote virtual care as being an alternative when patients aren't able to be seen by a physician. We are concerned about where the financing for this program. We think it could have been that money could have been invested in a different way, which would have encouraged the development of collaborative care clinics. Maybe finding incentives for emergency room doctors to go practice in these rural hospitals, because we realize that it's difficult to recruit sometimes. And we understand as well that this program cannot replace an emergency room doctor. If this is the only service that is available in a hospital, it's not considered emergency care. It's not a way to keep the emergency rooms open, because when there's no emergency doctor there physically, it can be considered emergency care. Basically, it's providing access for primary care, which we feel would be better delivered in collaborative care clinics. So we just feel that the investment isn't being put in the right place. And it is more expensive where they've been using this. And the numbers we're getting from Horizon is virtual care is seeing about 20% of the patients compared to 80% being seen by the actual doctor. From the numbers we see, it's not very efficient. We see one or two patients that are being seen per hour compared to the physicians that physically there that's seeing a lot more than that.
Obviously, kind of in the context of the talk about the funding and about the pressures that are put on the ER department. Is that kind of part of what you're talking about really is in terms of primary care to sort of prevent people depending on ER as their kind of first port of call essentially?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the big issue across the province is that people don't have access to a family physician. So we've been advocating to improve access by creating these collaborative care clinics that we feel would alleviate some of the pressure from the emergency departments and would be better care than virtual care. We're not bashing virtual care. We know in certain situations it can be very helpful, but you cannot compare being seen by a real doctor in an emergency department with virtual care.
Kind of to put Horizon sort of opinions back to you, because obviously they have put across their statement and they're kind of stating the trial has produced impressive results so far. And would you agree with that? I mean, it certainly sounds like obviously there are issues, broader issues that you've talked about. I mean, does the data support that it is in some way successful?
I can't say that it seems to be efficient in the number of patients they're able to see. I think where they say they have success is people that have used the service are satisfied with the service, which is positive. And it's not surprising if they have access, if they go to the emergency department and they're seen within an hour or two, for them, that's going to be positive. So if you're just looking at that, yeah, you can say that it's positive. But I mean, if you're looking at the return on investment, I think we're far from having success.
I suppose that the questions I have beyond that are kind of the issues with Horizon using a private contractor and kind of the questions of transparency and obviously the contract is confidential, my understanding is that of particular importance.
So we are concerned with the process of hiring this company. We do not have any details of the contract. We've been told that it's confidential as well. So, but the fact that Horizon is paying a third-party company, and that company is then hiring physicians to work in our ERs, and those physicians are being paid the same as the physician that is physically there in the department. So obviously it's costing more because the company obviously is making money off of this. So that is, it is concerning, and we are trying to get more information about the contract, but we haven't received that information yet.
As a pilot scheme, there is at least some kind of intention or possibility of trying to expand the scheme. Is there anything that you can see that could be done if it were to be implemented more widely to kind of mitigate some of the issues that you have with it and some of your concerns?
I think we have to put our energy and our investments in creating these collaborative care clinics, and we're going to solve some of the issues in the emergency departments. We have to find a way to recruit and retain emergency room doctors to work in rural areas. We know that's an issue as well. It's more difficult to recruit them there, but it has to be worth their while to be working in these hospitals. And it's important to be able to staff these hospitals and offer that service to our patients. I mean, virtual care is here to stay. We use virtual care in other circumstances in New Brunswick. I don't see the need in hiring this third-party company. I think there are ways to make our services in virtual care better, and to basically do it ourselves, right? If we're going to be offering virtual care, let's make it better, let's make it safe, and let's do it ourselves. We've got the resources to do that, but it's not always the best and appropriate care, and we have to recognize that certain people have to be seen by a physical doctor, and emergency departments are an area, like one of the departments where most of the time probably they need to be seen. If they need to be in an emergency department, they probably need to be seen. Those that can be treated virtually, maybe there's another option that isn't an emergency department.
Horizon Health declined a request for an interview. However, it did direct Local 107.3 FM to its statement on the pilot virtual ER scheme. It states, "This solution is a very effective way to maintain services without compromising patient safety and standards of care. We share the same goals as the New Brunswick Medical Society and its members with respect to providing patients with access to timely care." The organisation also stated that this trial has produced impressive results in a short period. As of January 31st, 2025, 656 patients have received virtual care. Of 150 patients surveyed so far, the average patient rates their overall experience with this service a 9.5 out of 10. It added that while the contract with Teladoc is indeed confidential, the contract covers a one-time procurement and licensing cost, and decisions on the expansion of the program will depend on evaluation of the pilot. The full statement can be found at horizonnb.ca. This is Iona Cove for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.